Ryan Poehling est au vestiaire.
Honestly, I mean, it was a big reliever for myself, I think, but I think more importantly, it was perfect timing. I mean, we had one goal game, and I think it was big to kind of extend that and give the guys a little breather and kind of play just the right way to close out that game.
Did you feel that it was coming, that goal?
Yeah, I mean, today in particular, I had so many chances, I felt like, so I think it was just a matter of time, and it came at a good time.
What kind of shutout win do for this team's mentality at this point?
Yeah, I think it's a great time for it to happen, for sure. I mean, we got a few games left before break, and I think that we're heading in the right direction, so I think if we can kind of keep that train rolling that way, then kind of end this on a good note, I think that'll be big for our team.
Did you need that?
Not even confidence, just a relief, honestly. Yeah. So I think that's kind of the biggest thing for myself. Yeah, just moving forward.
Was your mind made up from the get-go? You were going far post there?
No, I didn't. I just saw that nothing was open short side, so I tried to pull him around him and ended up going in.
You've been playing really well on the penalty killing. Claude Julien mentioned it again this morning. How much pride do you take in that?
Oh, so much. Yeah, I mean, it's great. It's a great opportunity to frustrate the other team and also get yourself out there on the ice. So I think, I mean, our penalty kill's been doing a great job lately, and I think that's kind of a key too. So if we can kind of keep that up along with our power play, I think that's going to be big for our team in that concept of winning.
At that big milestone shutout for Carey. He ties Ken Dryden for third on team history.
Wow,
just 46th.
Yeah,
I mean, what does it mean to you?
Yeah, I mean he's you know, the best player ever for a reason, you know what I mean? So for him to do that, I mean, it's no coincidence that he's doing that every night, so it's good to see him.
On va tout de suite se transporter du côté de Carey Price.
Obviously a momentum builder that we just kind of carried on from last game.
Carey, what about the effort the guys put in front of you for you to get that shutout tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. Right till the end, you know, Zook's diving in front of pucks at the end, and that's what winning hockey is all about.
For yourself, that's a milestone. You've tied Ken Dryden for third on team history. I mean, what does that mean to you?
Well, that's another pretty cool milestone. Just looking forward to the next one.
Carey, how does that support feel? I know you're in the middle of a game, but when you hear them chanting your name after a stop, how does that feel? But you've been through it for something.
It's always fun. You know, it's always nice to have that support, and we're always very appreciative of it.
Is it a good feeling to finally get one in Montreal?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's always fun to win here.
You think about trying to score, or do you have time for that?
I took a look. They had the middle clogged up, and Webb was right there, so I didn't feel like risking it at that point.
To have that look and not see.
Yeah, I tried to glove one down on the previous rim, and I just mishandled it off the glass. So you have to get a pretty good look if you're going to put it in.
Thanks, Carey.
Voilà donc pour Carey Price. On lui a demandé si ça faisait du bien d'entendre la foule chanter son nom à Montréal. Il dit oui, ça fait toujours du bien de gagner un match à la maison. Il a rejoint Ken Dryden pour le plus grand nombre de jeux blancs dans l'histoire du Canadien. Il devient le troisième gardien de l'histoire du Canadien
écoute,
pour les jeux blancs.
Il n'a jamais eu la chance de jouer pour une très grande équipe. Il y a eu des bonnes formations. Il a joué pour des équipes quand même de bonnes équipes, mais Martin n'a jamais eu la chance de jouer pour ce qu'on appelle dans le langage les powerhouses qu'il y a eu ici. Là.
Oui.
Les brigades défensives comme celle de Patrick Roy, avec toute cette profondeur. Et lui, il n'a pas eu ce privilège-là très souvent. Là.
On va retrouver Dale Weiss qui a joué un bon match ce soir.
Il a eu des chances et il a definitely felt good to get one early.
Bailey got some work there on the PK in the third period. You guys needed to shut it out. You were able to go out there and help the team out. It must have felt good to keep the game at 1-0 at that point, which eventually was a turning point.
Yeah, it's huge. That's a huge kill. You know, it's nice to have the trust of the coach when you get out there on the PK. You know, it's extra minutes, keeps your legs, keeps you in the flow of the game, so it feels nice.
What can a 2-0 victory, a shutout victory, do for this team at this point in the season after the losing streak and now heading into that break?
Yeah, that one feels good. I think that's the way, you know, we got to see. That's the way we got to win games. You know, you see the way our team's built right now. We got to grind out 1-0, 2-1 games. You know, Pricey obviously was unbelievable tonight, like he is every night. So, you know, when we defend the way we did, and then we get some timely scoring from our third and fourth line, we're going to win some games.
Yeah, what did you think of Fleury's hit on Lucic, a little bit of Western toughness.
That was awesome. He had, two reverse checks on Ronaldo that were earlier in the game, too, and that, the crowd got excited about that one. He's a big, strong kid. He brings energy with his physicality, and I thought he played really well tonight.
I saw you went over to him after the hit there. You can say something
to him. I was fired up. That's a big boy. Lucic's a heavy body, so you see the crowd feeds off that energy. He throws some big hits. He's a big, strong kid, and that's one of the strengths of his game.
Thanks, Dale.
Voilà donc pour Dale Weiss, toujours en verbe, Dale Weiss, avec les médias. On lui a parlé de sa rencontre du troisième type avec Milan Lucic derrière le filet. Il dit, oh oui, c'est toujours un gros bonhomme. On se souvient de cette fameuse poignée de main à la fin d'un match élimination contre les Bruins de Boston où Lucic lui avait donné rendez-vous. Ce rendez-vous n'a finalement jamais eu lieu.
Non, mais
c'est souvent le cas.
Moi, je sais que Fleury l'a frappé. Là, tout le monde est vraiment impressionné.
Oui.
Mais je trouve que
il en a perdu
Lucic
beaucoup, hein?
Est pas solide sur ses patins. Ouais. Je l'ai vu perdre des rondelles le long des rampes toute la soirée. Là, pas capable de contrôler le jeu. La rondelle dans les patins, pas capable de la saisir. Vraiment un niveau d'agilité qui est en dessous des standards maintenant de la Ligue. Et je ne m'acharne pas sur le bonhomme. Là.
Non,
je
non,
pense
mais
que c'est
un
gars
c'est
un qui
constat.
Amène une certaine dimension. Mais cette dimension-là, il faut que tu arrives à temps. Là. Si tu veux frapper l'adversaire, tu arrives à bon port au bon moment. Sinon, tu es constamment en retard sur le jeu. C'est ce qui se produit dans la majeure partie des séquences où il est impliqué en échec avant.
Puis c'est pas un gars qui a eu jamais une grande vision de jeu là, pour pouvoir anticiper, lire le jeu. Ça n'a jamais été sa force beaucoup.
Tu vois, Martin, si tu n'es pas solide quand tu as la rondelle, tu peux pas avoir une bonne vision.
Non, ça, c'est clair.
Parce que tu regardes la rondelle.
Tu regardes le bout de tes patins.
Puis tu es constamment en train de lever la tête, baisser la tête, lever la tête, baisser la tête. Ça ne fonctionne pas là, dans de telles circonstances. Alors moi,
Les Bruins ont laissé partir, là,
tu savais ce qu'ils faisaient.
Les gens à Boston ont eu envie de faire une grève de la faim pendant 24 heures, mais les Bruins l'ont laissé partir au bon moment.
Ils savaient ce qu'ils faisaient. Puis moi, je me souviens t'avoir dit sur nos ondes, là, durant un match, j'ai dit lui, là, en parlant de Lucic, il n'est plus capable de jouer dans cette ligue.
Ouais.
Il n'est plus en mesure de jouer dans cette ligue.
C'est vrai.
Parce que il y a des joueurs qui sont pas rapides, mais qui ont une bonne vision de jeu. Lui n'a pas cette lecture de jeu. Alors que son découpage de patinoire, il est toujours trop linéaire. Il sort du jeu rapidement. C'est bien d'être linéaire, mais il faut que tu sois rapide. Là.
Tu comprends?
Si tu vas vers un joueur, puis tu veux aller le frapper, puis tu décides d'aller en ligne droite, il faut que tu arrives au moment où il ne peut pas changer de direction. Sinon, tu es mieux de couper de la glace, donc de lui concéder du territoire, puis de l'amener dans une zone restreinte, ce que certains joueurs vont faire beaucoup plus naturellement, ce qu'il ne fait pas. Ça, c'est sans compter tout le reste, là, la protection de rondelles, toutes les situations en espace restreint, où il n'est pas capable de la garder, la rondelle.
Il pourrait être efficace devant le filet, mais il faut se rendre là.
Ben oui, mais quand
tu pourrais être efficace.
Mais il faut que tu sois capable de convertir des jeux.
C'est
sûr. Si t'es dans l'enclave, t'es pas capable de convertir de jeux.
Tu fais rien.
Je m'occupe pas de toi, moi là. Là c'est... Puis la protection de la rondelle, c'est un enjeu majeur de la façon dont les équipes jouent. Ils t'enlèvent l'espace rapidement. Si la rondelle, tu l'as d'un patin, tout de suite le joueur il lit, puis il vient vers toi. T'sais, je t'en ai parlé ce soir durant l'avantage numérique. J'ai dit à un moment donné, là, écoute, aussitôt que le Canadien avait la rondelle et que la passe n'était pas précise, tu voyais les joueurs des Flames jouer. Ils s'amenaient tout de suite sur les joueurs du Canadien. Ça, c'est une lecture de jeu qu'on leur demande de prendre. Si la rondelle est sur la rampe, si la rondelle est d'un patin de l'adversaire, s'ils ne contrôlent pas la rondelle, activée. Ça veut dire que les quatre joueurs jouent, s'en viennent en espace restreint.
Ouais.
Bien, le Canadien le fait aussi, là. Et ce soir, Lucic a été victime de ça à quelques reprises. Il y avait la rondelle. Il n'a pas été en mesure de la protéger.
Danny, on va retrouver tout de suite au vestiaire en entrevue d'après-match celui qui a marqué le but vainqueur de winning goal. Jordan Will, thanks for joining us. Thanks, Jordan. Congrats, first of all, back in the lineup and having the winning goal. How big is it for you tonight?
It was a good game for, I think, the whole group. Right off the get-go, Phil's line and the 2D out there set the tone. I think Webby had four shots on that first shift, so that was a great start for our group, especially coming off the win in Ottawa. And for myself, I mean, I think it's just been a product of the last month. Since Christmas, I think I've been playing some really good hockey, and some nights it's been going in, and a lot of nights it's just getting 5-6 shots on goal and just won't go in the net. And I think tonight our line got off to a great start, and that was just a byproduct of that.
And keeping the lead, Jordan, after the second period, that was huge for your team at this point regarding what happened in the bad stretch.
Oh, exactly. Especially in this last month and a half, we've had so many leads going into the third, one goal leads, and as a team collectively, we just haven't been able to shut it down and get that W. The best teams in the league, you look at the end of the year, their record with a lead after two periods is it's outstanding, and that's why they're the best team. So I think this is a big step for our group moving forward, and we just got to build off this.
One thing stick out to me, like Jordan, tonight, like your D's were very active, so, and it looks like it helped you to find more options offensively.
Yeah, especially breaking out of the zone. I thought our neutral zone coming through the neutral zone was really good because our D were jumping up and our wingers were able to find them late, and they were creating odd man situations. So it was great for our group, and the D were a big part of that.
Regarding that, Jordan, would you say that it's only a matter of confidence sometimes?
Oh, it really is. I mean, we're all human. We're all human nature always kicks in when you lose eight in a row, especially the way we did with some nights. We were playing so well and working as hard as we can and just lose a lead at the end, and it's tough bounce here, tough bounce there, and that's tough. It wears on you. But I think that win in Ottawa, grinding it out and getting a greasy one on the road, really helped our group off the ice, and we carried it into tonight.
Literally, like you listen to all the guys, and they're all talking about the DNA of the team and being like a solid defensively as a unit of five, like very tight. And do you think like it's the way you guys need to play till the end of the year? Like it's tight games, like 2-1, 3-2s, like really like a low scoring game. And is this a way you approach the last stretch of the season?
Well, yeah, that's what this league's all about. It's I heard from a coach a couple of years back, a really good coach, that it's a 3-2 league, and it seems like it. Every game seems to be 2-1, 3-2, kind of low scoring, and especially in the second half of the year when teams tighten up, and I think that's going to be us. We're going to have to really tighten up our systems, really trust each other out there within our systems, and if we do that, we're going to give ourselves a really good chance, because we played a lot of good hockey and just it hasn't gone our way, and I think if we tighten up a couple things, it's going to be really good for our group.
It was important for you, Jordan, to save that, save the shutout for Carey.
I think it was huge, but like we did, I think we limited those chances kind of in those prime scoring areas, and when you got Carey back there, he's going to make all the saves from outside, from above the hash marks. But when we let guys get in tight and get great chances, that's when it's tough on any goalie. So I think we did a great job tonight at keeping it to the outside, limiting their grade A's. And if we do that the rest of the year, Carey's going to be kicking for us every night, and he's going to give us a great chance to win.
Jordan Wheel, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us,
well
and congrats for that one.
No problem, guys. Thanks for having me.
Merci, Jordan Wheel. Bye-bye.